The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, listen, the Sixers last night, that was not good. I mean, they lose again, and this time they lose with Joel, and dare I say it, an extremely, it doesn't matter if I dare I say it or not, an extremely sluggish Joel Embiid. Look, we'll get
skinny
to that
Joel
reality.
Who looks like overweight Joel.
Well, he just looks.
Plays like overweight Joel. Looks like skinny Joel. Plays like heavy Joel.
Played like just came back from an injury Joel. That's what he looked like to me. Look, Eagles tomorrow, huge game. Eagles in Washington, we'll get into that. Sirianni later today at 8 o'clock. All of it with you on the phone lines, including your chance to win Flyers tickets today. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hello.
Hello. There's a place in Texas named Ding Dong. Ding
no.
Dong, Texas is a place. Ding Dong, Texas is a place. It's 8 miles south of Killeen in southwestern Bell County.
Wow.
Yeah. Named after two settlers. Zulus and Bert Bell opened a store, and they hired an artist to paint a sign on the side of the store, and it had a bell, because one guy's name was Bell.
Sure. Bert Bell.
And it said, ding dong, under the bell, and no one named the town to anyone's awareness.
Yep.
You know, people were coming and going. The town was growing. The only thing everyone knew was that little sign painted on the side of the store, ding dong. So it became known as Ding Dong, Texas.
Well, listen, that is a bizarre fact. Here's what's not bizarre. Joel Embiid comes back and isn't any good, because we've seen it a million times, and it's frustrating every time. John, your reaction, and everyone, for last night's Sixers game. So the Sixers lose. They fall to 2-8. Obviously, the first time they played with Joel this year. John, your reaction to what we saw from Joel last night.
I thought that was horrendous. Again, it was skinny Joel playing like heavy Joel. Joel was completely unprepared. I could not believe he wanted out of the game after what felt like just a few minutes.
Minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah,
something
it was
like
literally
that.
Four, like a little
that
bit after 4 minutes.
That is unconscionable to me.
Richardson-esque right there.
We were fed a bill of goods that this was like for his betterment, that he was going to be a better version of Joel Embiid because they were approaching this season this way. And what we got was nowhere close. What we got was, I don't know, a more entitled Joel Embiid?
No, not at all, John.
It looked like
John,
a softer Joel
it's
Embiid.
It's not about entitled. Nothing that happened last night surprised me. The Sixers lost. He played. He was out of shape. They lost. I mean, if that's not the most predictable thing in his first game back, I don't know what is. Now, I'm not saying I'm happy about it.
The shapeness is incredible to me. That when that's your opening game, when that's your first chance to show this fan base, this city, the world for that matter, that this team is going to do something this year, that this team matters to you, first of all, that this team should matter to everyone else, because now with you added to our new lineup, our new big three, you know, with Paul George and Tyrese Maxey and you, this is supposed to be something special. The next, I don't know, next era of Philadelphia basketball.
Well, here's the thing. So, look, there's a lot from last night to react, and we want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. Obviously, I'm very frustrated. Don't get me wrong. I'm extremely frustrated. But I'm also just not surprised at all. I will also say, John, here's the one positive I'll say, not that this leads necessarily to glory, because I don't think it's likely to happen. Nothing from last night changes my outlook on this season big picture. Nothing. Because, you know, the reality is I didn't expect him to be any good last night. When has he ever come back from an injury and ever been good? Now, I think in three or four or five games, I think he'll be freaking great. Because he's usually great in three or four or five games after coming back, unless it's a situation where he rushes back for the playoffs, and then you have the inconsistency like last year, where he's great for 15 minutes, bad for 10, great for 10, bad for 5. Like, that whole thing was a mess last year versus the Knicks. Nothing last night moves me on the Sixers in a big picture way. But what I know is this. What he said post-game, to me, is the biggest disgrace of the whole situation, at least as it relates to last night. I want to play this audio. I want to play some audio for everyone listening, and I want you to hear Joel Embiid last night, because if you don't know, the Sixers have another game tonight. So it's the first time since he's played this year, last night was the first game he played, where there's an opportunity to play in a back-to-back or sit out of back-to-back.
And it's a big game. I mean, they're playing the 12-0 Cleveland Cavaliers tonight.
And James, they're 2-8. Like, they could use a win, and they could use the big guy. But look, if there's an argument to not play him, to have him ready for April, that is to be considered. Don't make me happy, but it is to be considered. Here's what's not to be considered. The justification from Joel last night for his off-season comments about playing back-to-back or not. Now, this is contained in a longer answer, but I think you'll know what I'm talking about when you hear him say it. Let's listen to Joel Embiid. I can't stand that he used this certain word last night. Listen to Embiid after the game talking about tonight's game.
Did you expect to play tomorrow?
I mean, I want to. That's up to those guys. I mean, I know I said I will never play back-to-backs, but I'm a troll, so I'm sure at some point I'll play. But I feel good. Feel good right now. We're going to see. But it's up to them.
You said it's up to them, but how much will you try to lobby to try to try to play?
I can do whatever I want, but, you know, obviously, ultimately, that's a decision. So just going to leave it up to them. But, yeah, I'll be pushing. But, you know, just also got to trust them.
Here's the deal, guys. The story of last night, in my opinion, and we can talk all we want about what we saw out there. And, John, I want to hear from you on all that. And everyone, 215-592-9494. The story of the night, in my opinion, is that a superstar athlete told the city of Philadelphia last night he may or may not play tonight, but what he said in the offseason about whether he'd play in back-to-backs is influenced by his, here's the word, his being a troll. Can you imagine 20 years ago if Donovan McNabb said, you know, when I say things, I'm just trolling you. Imagine if Bryce Harper said, you know, this decision of whether to run hard to first base or not, it's not about whether to keep my hamstring good or not as I get a little older. It's about the fact that I'm trolling you. John, we had a superstar athlete last night in a nationally televised game, Charles and Shaq doing the Charles and Shaq thing, as we all do, but they do it at the highest level because they walk the walk. Those are legitimate Hall of Fame players. They evaluate him. We evaluate him. Joel Embiid says after the game, what I said in the offseason, yeah, maybe take it serious, maybe not. Who knows? I'm a troll.
Yeah,
is an absolute disgrace.
I hate that. I hate all of that. I thought I liked Joel and everything and what he represented. I'm learning that I didn't know.
John, this is why I was apoplectic yesterday when Spike Eskin questioned our poll of whether he would and should be booed. Are you kidding me? This is why there's consideration. And by the way, there were some people that booed him last night. Now, obviously,
no,
he got
it
more
was
cheers.
Like a quarter Knicks fans.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But I mean, you know, this
wasn't an overwhelming ovation.
No, it was not. Yeah. It was not an overwhelming ovation. That was a lot of frustrated people and a hard ovation or reaction or boo to discern because of the Knicks and because cheers generally drown out boos. If you have more cheers, okay, all that. But I mean, John, this
How
is
can
why.
Nick Nurse coach this team properly if he doesn't know if Joel is going to be trolling or not?
Well, how about this?
I think if you're Nick Nurse and you heard that comment too.
How about
I'm just thinking of that it, from different perspectives. Like, holy cow.
John.
Wait a second. So we prepare all week a certain way, or, you know, we have a few days, not this time, but before our next game, after this back to back. So am I supposed to prepare with you or without you, Joel? Because if you're just trolling, I guess we're wasting everyone else's.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time two.
Who talks to him? The Washington Commanders owner? Seltzer, who talks to him?
Nobody. They never talked to him. Yeah, Rhea's brought this up a million times, right. But like they've never demanded anything
That's
from
the
this
story
guy.
Of the night. Yeah. The story of the night is not that Joel came back and was sluggish. Of course he came back and was sluggish. If you didn't expect that, get your head out of your ass. And I'm not saying be happy about it.
Did you notice in there he said, I can do whatever I want?
That's another line.
That's what it is. Like, he can do whatever he wants. Like, no one in that organization will say to him, hey, Joel, it's like the Ben Simmons thing. Go out and shoot. I don't care if we lose. Take five shots tonight, whatever.
You know
it's
what?
The same, like, idea. It's like, Joel, it's however you feel. Whatever you want
to
do, go do it.
A lot better when you could go out and score and do amazing things. Last night, I don't think he had a bucket until the second. It was the third quarter.
Correct.
It was the third quarter of the game, 8:55 left. He made his first field goal last night.
Yeah.
He made two field goals the whole night in 26 minutes. So you can be all that and you know, you can approach this your own way and you can march to your own drum and you can have your own program, but it better work when you know,
bullets, I agree.
When it matters, when the real bullets are flying, like get out there and play great basketball and give us something to feel inspired about.
Look,
that was pathetic.
Of course it was pathetic. Of course it was. Look, we'll take your reaction on the performance by Joel, the comments of Joel, what it means. I mean, I hate to say it. Nothing that happened last night changes my view of big picture. It just doesn't. But that doesn't mean it's not incredibly disappointing. I mean, it's a disgrace, and it's a disgrace that no one with weight will talk to him.
Who's the weighted person?
It should be the general manager, the head coach, or the owner.
It should be Harris, or at this point, it should be Harris or Morey.
Daryl, who has a history of being buddy-buddy with his players like James Harden.
Listen, they had Michael Rubin as part of the ownership
group.
Do we
have any idea where Daryl is? Has anyone seen Daryl? Is he around? Anyone know?
Hello?
It's a joke. By the way, I did request him to be on our program last week, and we were told no.
Shocked. I am floored by that.
Is he trolling you, Joe?
Yeah. We were basically told maybe later in the season.
Joe, the shocking part for me last night is not that he was rusty and sluggish.
Yep.
He has no upper body mass. I mean,
he did look a lot. I agree with you.
Soft.
He looked, Well, I think he's trying a different approach. We'll see if it works. But he did physically look different.
Yeah.
You think that's what it looked like? Less Samin, upper body strength?
I get you if you can't work out your lower body because of the knee. And you're, but there's no reason you can't lift weights.
But maybe he's trying to carry less.
The thing that
is he
really
trying to carry
bothers
less weight?
Me, the thing that really bothers me, he did look different. And at least he didn't look heavy. He played like he was heavy. He played sluggishly. And the thing that really bothers me, I heard John Johnson talking about they have the underwater treadmill at their facility over there. That's the same thing that we had, you know, that I rehabbed on, that I watched Terrell Owens rehab on and break all sorts of records in terms of coming back, defeating odds for that Super Bowl. And then John Johnson said, that's been there. You know, that underwater treadmill has been there, and he doesn't like to use it. So that's his problem.
Breaking news. He's not wired like T.O.
Unbelievable tool. Yeah, for getting you back faster, for getting you rehabilitated, you have to do more.
He'll do what he wants, John.
Right, right. Well, it's just not, it doesn't work anymore,
See,
you didn't score a bucket until the second half of the game last night after we waited all that time for you to finally be back. What you're doing is not working.
And by the way, Jokic, 4 straight triple-doubles. I just want to throw that in there. I looked that up again last night. And I mean high-level triple-doubles. These aren't like 10, 10, and 10s. He's putting up like 35, 17s, and 15s. It's freaking ridiculous.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.